Happy New Year.
We're gonna start our meeting. It is now, that clock says 7:03, my watch says 7:06.
My watch says.
Mine says 7:06.
Okay.
Mine says 7:13.
But the meeting says 7:00.
That's right, so we gave it some grace time, because I thought it was gonna be a big crowd coming down.
There's gonna be more people.
Since it didn't come yet, we're gonna start on time.
Start.
Okay, can we have, start with the roll call, please?
Chairman Simpkins?
Present.
Vice Chair Houston?
Present.
Commissioner DeFreitas?
Present.
Commissioner Martinez?
Present.
Commissioner Rainey? Commissioner Scott?
Present.
Commissioner Simmons?
Present.
Okay, we're gonna move right along to the rule. Did they call you DeFreitas?
Yes, they did.
Oh, okay.
We're gonna move right along to the first resolution for the public hearing for November 16th, 2023. Peekskill Housing Authority Resolution approved in November 16th, 2023, public hearing minutes. Whereas the Board of Commissioners have reviewed the minutes of November 16th, 2023, public hearing, and whereas the Board of Commissioners find the minutes to accurately reflect the comments and statements made by the public and the commissioners, now therefore be it resolved that the Board of Commissioners of Peekskill Housing Authority approved the minutes of November 16th, 2023, public hearing. Can I get a motion to accept this the minute?
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? No, okay, I got it. Next, we're gonna go to the resolution for the November 16th, 2023 regular minute meetings. Peekskill Housing Authority Resolution approved in November 16th, 2023, Board meeting minutes regular session. Whereas the Board of Commissioners have reviewed the minutes of November 16th, 2023, Board meeting, and whereas the Board of Commissioners find the minutes to accurately reflect the comments and statements made by the public and the commissioners, now therefore be it resolved that the Board of Commissioners of Peekskill Housing Authority approved the minutes of November 16th, 2023, Board meeting. Can I get a motion to accept the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Okay, thank you. Correspondents being none, we can move on to the executive direction.
Good evening, board and residents.
You're fine.
The revenue for December from HUD was $152,554. The other revenue, non-federal, was $4,587. The tenant charges, total tenant charges, including rent, parking, late fees, miscellaneous, and air conditioners, was $156,687. And PHA collected $201,312. With an unpaid tenant rent balance of negative $44,625 for the month. The all outstanding tenant charges was $1,040,891, which is a little bit less than November. The bills paid in December, some variances include the electric, it's just the way the bills came. Next month will be a double bill showing for December and January's electric payments. Legal PHA, reimbursement for court fees, plus the charge for the attorney. The health insurance has gone up effective for January. Those bills are paid a month in advance, so there's a little bit of an increase in the health insurance. And maintenance supplies, there were two Home Depot bills paid in December, causing the maintenance supply bill to increase for that month. And overall expenses for December was $295,877. The Ross Grant expense, salary expenses and training was $5,835, and no money was spent on capital fund projects. Court proceedings continue. December, there were 7 residents in court and 7 adjourned. Work orders for the month of December 2023, there were 92 calls. And by the beginning of January, the end of December, 91 had been completed with one outstanding. Tenant payment agreements also continue with a total balance of $386,607.79. Unit turnovers. As of this report, there were 11 vacants. Contractors are working in multiple units at one time to ensure that we lease up more productively. And four units are set to be leased in February, and one was already leased for January. Vacancies as of December 31st, there are 263 active units with tenants in them out of 274, which is 96% occupancy rate. The extermination summary. There was 0 bed bug exterminations in December. Tenant accounts receivable. Past due December, Bowman Towers, 76 people owed $503,234. Dunbar Heights, 57 people owed $362,740. And Turnkey, 20 people owed $174,917. 65 tenants did not make any payment, and 153 tenants owed a balance of $1,040,891. Pisco Police Department incident reports. December 5th through December 11th, there were 39 visits to Bowman Towers, 33 were patroller follow-up, there were 6 other visits. December, there were 39 visits to Dunbar Heights, 39 were patrol or follow-up and no other. Activity from December 19th through the 25th, Bowman Towers had 47 visits, 38 were follow-up and 9 others. Dunbar Heights had 24 visits, 23 were patrol follow-up and 1 other. The other is listed below. ERAP update. PHA has been receiving some ERAP funds as of December 31st. In total, PHA has received payments for 22 households, totaling $137,544.05. The other households currently have a total balance of $157,837.74. That definitely helped with our bottom line this month. Independent audit. PHA received results of the most recent independent financial audit. The purpose of the audit is to ensure that the agency's financial statements are sound and to present an accurate picture of financial conditions. Opinions. If the auditing firm finds no problems, they will give an unmodified opinion. This means that they can give a firm opinion based on documentation. Any type of modified opinion indicates the auditor has some level of concern with the records or processes reviewed. And of course, a finding is a condition or a monetary irregularity that is not in compliance with statutory or regulatory requirements. Concerns or observations. A concern or observation is a deficiency, thank you, that needs to be brought to the attention of the Housing Authority but is not in non-compliance with statutory requirements. I'm gonna kinda summarize a little bit here. At the close of the fiscal year, authority's net position is $563,313 compared to negative $191,181 for the prior year. Operating expenses were $4,294,500, following last year's $3,860,641. Net income for the year was $754,494, compared to the prior year net loss of negative $651,584, a turnaround of $1.4 million. That increase is largely attributed to a $1,054,620 increase in capital grant funding, plus $197,498 in shortfall funding. In addition, there was an other post-employment benefits credit of $101,870. Total net investment in capital assets was $5,379,965 at year end. Prior year was $4,880,490. Audit findings: deficiencies noted in examination of 5 of 40 tenant files selected. 2 of 40 files lacked timely annual recertifications. 1 of 40 files lacked signed and dated HUD Form 9886. 2 of 40 files lacked 30-day notice of rent increase. Recommendations from the auditor: we recommend the authority implement internal controls, procedures that will eliminate such errors. And the PHA reply to the auditor and to HUD was, we will review the internal control procedures over tenant file recertifications and documents. Management has implemented procedures to clear this finding in fiscal year 2024. Mm-hmm. Summary of auditor's results. Opinion: in our opinion, the financial statements referred to above present fairly in all material aspects, respects, and I'm starting not to know how to read. The respective financial position of the business type activities of the authority as of March 31st, 2023, and the respective changes in financial position and cash flows thereof for the year ended in accordance with accounting principles generally accepted in the United States of America. Opinion on each major program. In our opinion, the authority complied in all major aspects with the compliance requirements referred to above that could have a direct and material effect on each of its major federal programs for the year ended March 31st, 2023. Type of report was issued is unmodified. Findings: there were no basic financial statement findings, and deficiencies noted in the examinations of low rent public housing tenant files, which I read previously. PHA's auditor, Malcolm Johnson, will respond to requests for clarifications and answers to any questions you may have. Dunbar Heights bathrooms, phase one. September 25th, PHA received the grant agreement for the Community Development Block Grant for Dunbar Heights Bathroom Revitalization Project. This project is split into three phases, $200,000 for each phase, total $600,000 with PHA match. Anticipated schedule for construction starts for phase one, the end of January 2024. And actually, I have a date. It will be January 29th that they will start the vacant mock units. And February 5th is the tentative start in occupied units. They will start with Building A. The second phase proposals were due back January 16th. I will discuss the results of the bids at the next meeting so we can choose the next developer for phase two. Inspire, PHA agreed for HUD Inspire inspection Thursday, February 8th and Friday, February 9th. Inspire will inform the authority 14 days before the inspection of which sites and units will be inspected. At that time, a notice will go out to the residents. Inspected areas include building exteriors, building systems, common areas, units. PHA is at the mutually agreed upon inspection stage. Oil tank for Dunbar Heights. The new 10,000 gallon oil tank has been installed at Dunbar Heights. The removal of the temporary tank will be sometime this month. lead paint testing. The week of November 7th, Quest and T started testing for lead-based paint at all sites. I'm happy to report that no lead paint was found as part of the testing. The final report was sent to HUD to satisfy finding of no report on file as part of their comprehensive review. Pending grants, Dunbar Heights Kitchens contract was submitted to HUD and PHA is waiting response. Emergency safety and security grants, pretty much the same thing. We just have to revise our five-year action plan to include the funding. Once completed, a new budget will be submitted to HUD for approval. The waiting list, PHA is accepting all applications for 2, 3, 4, and 5 bedrooms starting January 5th through January 24th. Tenant commissioner elections beginning January 10th. Tenant commissioner petitions are due February 15th. There are 2 spots available. Each petition must have at least 15 signatures. If more than 2 residents apply at each site, an election will be held on February 29th at Bowman Towers Community Room. Time is to be determined. A resolution will be requested at the March 16th board meeting for a 2-year term effective March 17th. New office drop box. From now on, the door leading to the office on the Bowman side will be locked after hours. A new drop box is installed in that door if you need to drop anything off for the office. It is locked from the inside with an anti-phishing device installed. Kylie Center, PHA will continue discussions with Westchester County and the Boys and Girls Club. PHA will also review with HUD and will schedule meetings with tenants once the matter moves forward. And the holiday decorating contest winners, Bowman Towers, was Jamie Johnson and Brittany Chirac. Turnkey, Ms. Tina Petrosini, Regina Mail, Ramona Seawright, and Dunbar Heights, Marilyn Harriet and Sharon Nimmons. Happy New Year.
Thank you for that long and thorough report.
I hope you listened.
Good. Did we have a council's report?
Well, briefly, as Janine had mentioned, we're bringing non-payment. We're bringing non-payment proceedings. The ERAP is still in force. They don't take any new applications. For a long period, they were not considering public housing tenants until all other applications had been considered. That rule has now changed. They are now being considered based on the date when they were filed. So we have had some payments. We monitor them. If we're in court for anybody who has filed an ERAP application, once the payment comes in, obviously if the entire balance is paid, that's fine. If not, we would either continue the proceeding or bring one. However, the office has been trying to enter into repayment agreements with tenants. So if I've started a few non-payment proceedings, and when tenants have entered repayment agreements, we've withdrawn them, so we'll respect those, and as long as those are paid, that'll be one way to handle non-payments. But for others where there's no payments made, or where there's an agreement and a violation of the agreement by the tenant not making regular payments, then they get referred to me and we bring non-payment proceedings. We're also, they've referred to me a number of matters where tenants had not filed their recertifications. There's generally at least 3 notices that go out to tenants, the general one and then 2 specific ones, telling the tenant what they have to file and giving them the forms. If at that point the tenant hasn't filed, it's referred to me and we start doing termination notices and bringing people to court. It's cured by people filing, but if after a certain point it's not filed, as you can tell from the audit, that's one of the things that's looked at. So we have to police that, and tenants who have not filed their recertification, we take further steps until it's filed. So, and I think that's all I have pending this month.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
When you're taking the say for the tenants that may have filed for the ERAP, and so you know that the monies is going, or when you take them to court, are you including that money that's being pended from ERAP? Are you including those funds?
Well, you have to, in the sense of you don't know what ERAP is going to pay until they review and approve the application.
Okay.
It can go in for a certain amount. And someone could say, I'm looking for 12 months or however many. It's 12 months plus three prospective.
Okay.
But sometimes they come in at different amounts. A tenant may only be approved for a lesser amount. So basically, it's on hold once the ERAP is filed. And the way we've been dealing with it is, if you check the site, it'll say it's under review, and at some point it may say tenant provisionally approved, so you know it's almost ready. But until you get the magic letter and statement that says, we are going to pay this amount of money for these months,
Okay. You
don't know what it is. Once it comes in, it's applied towards those months, because it has to be for the months that they approve it.
Okay.
And we look at the balance. If it's relatively small, usually a repayment agreement will take care of it. If it's still a sizable amount, then we have to do something about it, because ERAP only pays what they approve. And once they pay, that's off the table and there's no longer a stay. So it depends on how diligent the tenant's been in paying rent while waiting for the ERAP to answer. Sometimes these things have been pending for a while. So the answer is, we don't know until they approve it. It could be for the whole amount, it could be for something less.
Okay.
When it comes in, then we know it's applied, and then we deal with the balance.
So who gets notification? That's
the office.
And the resident gets it as well?
And the resident also gets a notification.
Yeah. From ERAP, yes.
Okay. And they send something that says that not only the dollar amount, but for what months it's applied. So that's what we apply it to.
Okay.
But anything else after that, or that's still open, that's what we have to deal with. We just take the ERAP off the table once that payment comes in.
Okay. Thank you.
Unfinished business, we have none. New business, we're going into the resolution for November monthly bills. Peekskill Housing Authority, resolution approving the payment of monthly bills as listed for November 2023. Whereas the Board of Commissioners of Peekskill Housing Authority administer their responsibility of monitoring the Peekskill Housing Authority expenditures, and whereas the bills for the period November 2023 are listed in the bill list attached, and whereas the Board of Commissioners have received the bill list, and whereas the Board of Commissioners questions and or concerns regarding certain bills in the list have been resolved, now therefore be resolved that the Board of Commissioners of Peekskill Housing Authority approve payment of the bills as listed in the bill list November 2023. Can I get a motion to accept this resolution for the November monthly bills?
So moved.
Second. Mr. Coffey makes the second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Next resolution is for December monthly bills. Whereas the Board of Commissioners of Peekskill Housing Authority administer their responsibility of monitoring the Peekskill Housing Authority expenditures, and whereas the bills for the period of December 2023 are listed in the bill list attached, and whereas the Board of Commissioners have reviewed the bill list, and whereas the Board of Commissioners' questions and or concerns regarding certain bills and the list have been resolved, now therefore be resolved that the Board of Commissioners of the Peekskill Housing Authority approve payment of the bills as listed in the bill list for December 2023. Can I get a motion to accept the resolution for the payment of the bills for December 2023?
I motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any abstained? Any opposed? Okay. Moving right along, it's time for the tenants' comments and concerns. When you stand, can you please just state your name and what building you live in? Yes?
Ron Benson, 807 Main, apartment 1B. So everybody in this room is aware of the smell that is going on across from my apartment. I'll wait for this young man. Everybody is aware of the smell that is going on across from my apartment. So, okay, housing, you do all you can do. But when I open that door, that death smell comes in my home. So I want to know, me as a tenant, what can I do? What can I do as a tenant?
Well, I know when I spoke to Janine last, they did do a wellness check.
The wellness check was done. I understand
done
all of that.
I'm not too sure how we're going to accommodate the smell. I mean, I know it's a really ratchet smell. And
it's death.
I don't know what kind of chemicals that can be used to...
Nothing. I put pine out there.
What they can do with that.
Only thing I ain't do is set it on fire yet.
The smell is horrible.
So family members have to be contacted in order to get the...
Okay, so we're gonna go back to that one. Now, I know that there is no family member that comes there. He's so rude that the home health aides have been sitting in the hallway crying, or the police are being called because he's so rude to the home health aide. Mm-hmm. His son doesn't come and see him no more. There is no niece. Now, before, there used to be big boxes of Pampers sitting in the hallway. So if the Pampers ain't sitting in the hallway, where is all of this stuff going? But I just want to know what I can do. I'm tired of smelling it in my house. I got every plug in, every pss, 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 and it's not working. It just makes it smell like death and pss, 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 and it's disgusting. So that's, just think about that, what y'all can do for me. My second one, you know, I know that one man's junk is another man's treasure, right? But there are too many tenants in this building bringing garbage back in this building. You already got pop coming in with it. Now I see another tenant coming in with a whole closet that was bigger than this door right here. And she's bringing it in from the garbage. I mean, I understand. But between pop going and taking that couch apart the other day and pulling all the guts out there, he put it in, it's cold. And then he brought it, come on, y'all. What are we going to do? You're gonna get the whole building bed, but the first floor, I just don't know. So you got the smell, and then you got him bringing in all kind of foreign objects, pots, beds. The beds are probably stacked up to here. He must sleep probably on the ceiling. The tub has stuff in it. He has stuff from the tub, in his tub. When does it stop? And everybody has to get in touch with somebody. Somebody's not getting in touch with somebody, because I've been saying this since last year. So somebody's not getting in touch with somebody. And whatever it is.
Whoever's paying his rent has to be in contact.
Well, then they should get in contact with whoever is paying his rent. And I think that we had this conversation down here before. So nothing has changed. So therefore, something's got to be done. I mean, he stuffed that he tore the couch apart and took all of the stuff in and put it. He was wearing a lady's coat the other day with the slippers to go to the coat, fur. With fur slippers on.
He needs help. He definitely needs help.
It's gotta stop. You know, he's scaring people. He did take out his ding-ding. I ain't tell y'all that, but he did take out his ding-ding. But if I ever say it, then I'm calling the police.
He did, though.
Outside, and it's getting, so then it's getting really, really bad.
Yeah,
it's getting bad.
Something needs to be done.
Mark, is it anything that we can do as a...
Well, lock the garbage cans at night, put them back here behind this locked door.
Right
here, that's the only thing that
can
be done.
You have requirements for care of the apartment, so if it's referred that there are not meeting those requirements, as with most things, your answer is to do a termination. Because there's a minimum requirements and housekeeping requirements. The other one is to try to use inspections to try to get agencies that may be able to help, such as Adult Protective or Social Services, or even sometimes the police, for the reason of referring to those agencies. Sometimes it's a little easier if police come and do it than if you call and say someone's got poor housekeeping and there's bad smells in the house, or we don't know if they're taking care of themselves. But to try to use some plan like that to try to refer it to an agency to come in, because that's really what you need. I mean, the housing authority answer is, you evict somebody. I mean, every problem's a nail, because your only real solution is the hammer of eviction. So if someone doesn't do something and it's bad enough that it doesn't meet the requirements, bothering other neighbors, whatever, is you try to evict the person. But the better course is if you can get some agency to come in and do so. So it's a matter of trying to do inspections and then trying to make referrals either directly to the agencies or through the police to see if they can come in, do wellness checks, make a referral. I mean, they themselves are not going to do anything, but you want them to refer it to someone who can come in and maybe take a hand in the situation. And it's difficult when there are no relatives around to assist the person, and they're basically on their own. So somebody has to do it for them.
Well, in the beginning, he used to have somebody who'd come and take him shopping and buy him clothes.
And the problem probably was not as bad then when they had someone assisting them.
No, because they had to go in the apartment.
That's what I mean.
This was a program. And I knew that at that time, you would tell Ms. Rubio or Ms. Peterson, and they would get on the phone. And somebody would be here that next week to go in there and get him together. But since, I don't know when, this has been going on. Like, when I tell y'all that every pot that somebody burned is back in this building on his stove, it's horrible.
He don't want in this house, you put it in the hallway.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because he'll give you lady shoes when you come in here. This look nice. No, I'm good.
What I have to do is talk to the office, see what the history of it is, and then see what I can work out with Janine about possible.
But it's not always about an eviction. I want you to stop saying that.
No.
It's about getting somebody some help. That's always the first word, like eviction.
No.
There's something wrong with him. There's something wrong with the man down the hall.
Yeah.
What I said was...
There gotta be some kind of help. I understood what you said, but y'all always use the word eviction.
Because...
He pays his rent.
Because I'm the attorney, and the only legal solution with that is to evict someone. We're not a social service agency. The housing authority can't go in and provide assistance or housekeeping to somebody.
They can come in for inspection.
But you can do an inspection.
There you go.
They can come in for inspection.
And there's no way nobody went in that house to do no inspection with, because you can't get in the door.
But if you get in and the conditions are bad, you either have to try to get referred to someone to come and assist them, or you got the legal answer. I mention that because I specifically said that's the only legal answer. There are ways to refer it, but we've got to get other agencies to come in and help him.
Well, if the agency didn't take Funky Butt out, who was going to take him out just because he brings garbage in the building? This man is literally dying over here, and you can smell it, and I know the police smelled it, and I know the fire department smelled it, and I know the ambulance smelled it. I know they did. It smells like death. So everybody has to smell it. So for me, I would work on him, because Pop been doing this.
Right.
Y'all should have been took care of Pop a long time ago. Pop could not have an inspection, and nobody's going to tell me that they did an inspection in his house, because you can't get in there.
Yeah,
you couldn't get in there when the last inspection that was done, it was probably me. Yeah. And when I went in there, he had two couch sets, because this program had bought him furniture.
Yeah.
He had the two couch sets. He had all these chairs lined up just like that.
Yeah.
That's people he'd be talking to.
Right.
And that's how it was. But now you got mattresses. You got pots. Like, it's horrible. It's horrible. You don't know what you're bringing in here.
Right.
You don't know. You really don't know. But anyway, that's me.
Find somebody.
Thank you.
Somebody
agency,
y'all find out. Yeah. Find out.
To look it up, you know, something like that.
It's terrible.
It is.
Any other tenants?
Go ahead, man.
I'm thank you.
Yes, I have a question.
Michelle.
Kinsey, 4K. I want to know, what is the lady over there, who I don't know her name.
Honey?
Yes?
Jessica Martinez.
Excuse me?
Jessica Martinez.
What is your title?
I'm the tenant commissioner.
A what?
I'm the tenant commissioner.
She's your tenant commissioner.
Wait a minute, let me have this door. Tenant commissioner?
Yes.
What's that entail?
I make sure that the bills that are paid out of this building every month are accurate. They reflect where the money is going, what we're getting for it. I make sure that any of the policies and procedures and proposals are meeting, you know, the requirements that the tenants' rights are not being just disregarded because maybe tenants don't know the particular rights. I suggest how to take care of the different problems that are presented to the board.
Wow.
Oh, but there was just a problem that was just mentioned to the board.
What tenant? What problem?
This problem that she just had with this guy smelling. Let me finish. With this guy smelling, with this bad odor, and stuff like that. So if that's a problem, how are you gonna take care of it?
She doesn't take care of that.
But she just said she's a tenant commissioner.
She's a tenant commissioner. What she should do, she doesn't do it. We already know that. So we already know that as a tenant commissioner, she doesn't do what she's supposed to do. We just hope that she don't come back this term.
Dawn.
Sorry, guys.
Yes, thank you.
Sorry, don't come back.
That's Michelle.
Sorry.
Miss Michelle.
I kind of forgot.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you said her job, what her job was.
Dawn took the floor from me. I had it all mapped out.
I just wanna be real.
I just wanna say something. It's very important that you all understand that we are sort of bound by, you know, what we can do legally. We most definitely understand your concerns. That's why we're here, right? And it always takes steps, right? You bring these concerns to us and we have to take what legal steps we have. We all can't just bum rush the tenant and do whatever we feel. We have to follow the law and whatever regulations that we have.
So you're saying that to me, but if you go back to meeting beyond meeting beyond meeting, I've said this. Everybody in this room has heard me say about this smell and about the man bringing the garbage. And so how many steps do you need?
Well, that's why we're here. We have to bring it.
Last summer. How many steps do you need?
Well, what would you suggest? What do you think would be the
Well, I don't. I think that you should call somebody that can handle somebody with psychiatric problems. The man, I want to see the niece come. You would have to. He would have to have that niece come to housing to verify that she is the one that comes and takes care of him. Anybody can tell you anything. I can say I come and take care of you. I don't even know where you live at. Right? So that's my thing. So how many meetings do I gotta do? It's steps and it's steps. We done did so many steps. We done walked from the garbage all the way down here. How many steps does it need? What do I want you to do? I just want the smell to stop coming in my residence.
Okay, somebody has to call adult.
I think that has already been done.
So let me ask.
It had been done when it came out.
Let me just ask, what has been done so far? Since the last time, one second. Since the last time that this issue was brought up, what has been done?
So we got in touch with a social worker, and they called the Peekskill ambulance, and they came and did a wellness check. They didn't answer the door. The cops were called, and he answered the door. They went inside. They said they can't take him out of the apartment without his consent. He didn't want to go. So the next step now, they suggested that we get in touch with this niece that he says he has and tell her that he's violating his lease. So this way she can take care of the problem. However, it's very hard to get in touch with him. APS will be called to see what they can do as far as intervening. However, there's also legal implications with APS, because if they feel that he's of sound mind and he doesn't want assistance, they can't force him. So they have to deem him incapable of making his own decisions and then assigning a guardian essentially to him that can make the decisions for him.
When you say they can't force him to do what?
They can't force him to relocate to a facility that can take care of him.
Okay. What about, has there been anything issued that he needs to clean up? I mean, what are the steps that we're taking as far as what Mark had said about, you know, you're in violation of?
Mm-hmm. I will get back to you on that. I have to check the file.
Okay. And are we keeping really tight record of all the steps that we've taken to address this issue?
We always do, yes.
And there's more than one, you said?
One guy that's down here, but the other guy is the one that goes in the garbage, but he has a mental problem also.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But like she keeps saying, and it's not her first time saying it, he has somebody who pays his rent.
His rent.
Contact them.
Is it a similar smell issue or obstructions?
I smell his stuff.
Obstructions.
I don't go down that way at all, because I got enough down this way. Most of the time it's the garbage, digging in stuff and bringing people's
in
coats.
His apartment or,
yeah. His apartment.
Or in the hallway?
In the apartment, and sometimes he'll think that you need the boots, so he'll bring them to your door.
If you don't want, you put it in the hallway.
And if he doesn't want it, he'll line them up against the lobby. So if they have belt bags, and the only thing you're doing is letting the bug bugs just rolling around the building.
And he picks them up.
Yeah.
All right, can I?
Anyone other than this tenant?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Name, email.
We have emergency contacts for every resident, so, like I said.
We go that route too.
Right, that's the first step.
And can the voice coordinator help with this?
No.
By the way, I don't know what her job title is.
Yeah, she's not a social worker, so she can ask him if he wants help, but he's gonna say no. But I have been in talks with the health center about bringing back the health center office across from the boardroom here. So they're gonna be coming next week to look at the office and talk about what residents need and all that. So they're gonna be working with the Ross coordinator.
Okay.
Based on her assessment, her initial assessment when she became the Ross coordinator.
Yes.
And then I'm sure they're gonna send out something as well. So hopefully, you know, I told them we do need a social worker present, so it'll be easier for us to take care of issues like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is the apartment number, I'm sorry, that has the?
I'm in 1V. What is he, 1U, 1Y, 1Z?
I don't know, but they have different names.
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
Yeah, I don't think we should talk about individuals here.
Yeah, can't say that. I'm sorry.
I know.
Well, I just wanna.
I said the apartment, I'm 1V.
She can report to you.
Okay.
That's what I said first.
Okay.
Yes.
Is it Lena?
No, go ahead, she can go.
Michelle.
Dunbar Heights, apartment 18A, Michelle Bonner. I'm just here because, you know, I've talked about my tub. I need my tub fixed. And I've been expressing that and putting work orders in about my tub because if there's ever a leak in my tub, because I have two holes, and if there's ever a leak or something happened in my bathroom, I don't want to be responsible for it. Because when I first moved here, there was a hole in my sink. Mm-hmm. Leak happens, put the work order in, and then they try to charge me $50 because they put a new sink in. Mm-hmm. But I told them about the hole. Just like when we first moved here, very first day we moved here, I never forget. I was sleeping, my daughter was sleeping, my son was up, God forbid. Me and my daughter would have died in our sleep, and my son, if my son wasn't up, because we had a gas leak.
Oh my God.
A very bad gas leak. Then 2 days later, my apartment back again, another gas leak. They had to turn the gas off. So what I'm getting at is, you know, you make these, put these in, these work orders in, but if something happens, you want to get charged. I'm not trying to get charged for a tub with that had the holes in it, but they done got bigger over time. So I told Ms. Janine that she's gonna come tomorrow.
Okay.
And another thing is, in Dunbar, these wolves, okay? You got people in there with dogs bigger than, I don't know what, because anything bigger than me and can grab and bite, I ain't with it. And they pooping all over the place. And nobody cleans their stuff up because when you walk down in that front, you see dog stuff. Third Court never had that when I first moved there. Now you're starting to see in the grass and stuff like that. Why you know, come on. Be courteous, pick up your dog stuff. Nobody wants to walk out their house and see that and have to smell that.
That's right.
It's not fair. And then you got a lot of little kids running, playing in Dunbar. And what if they fall in it? Come on, little babies don't need to be falling in that, playing in that. They want to come outside and have fun. They don't want to fall in that.
Absolutely right.
These people in Dunbar have no courtesy of nothing with the dogs.
Okay, what's the policy on dogs?
So, the 25 pounds? 25, and nothing over 25 pounds. And no pit bulls.
Oh, another thing I wanted to bring in. One more thing.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, I think I said it to Tayden. I told Tayden about the incident. 2 weeks ago, I'm upstairs in a room, and I'm half asleep. I hear somebody kick my door in. Boom! Somebody kicked my back door in. I don't know who kicked it in. I came downstairs, before I can get downstairs, they was going, I heard talking, but I don't know who did it. and maintenance came, and I came downstairs, the back door, the half the part, it's halfway off. He had to literally scooter put,
oh, yeah,
to fix that whole bottom of that door. Somebody, I don't know who did it. But why is he, and anyway, this is what makes me mad about Dunbar kids. Why y'all playing some ding-dong ditch and knocking on people, knocking on people's doors? And I believe that's who it was them little kids, one of them did it. Kicked my door in. But see, when you say something to people, kids, people got a problem with it. But when you start kicking in people's doors, then I got a problem with it.
Right?
Then it's gonna be a whole big thing.
That's what,
so if I,
tell
if
us
I mean,
so we can tell them.
Yeah, but I wanted to look on, wanted y'all to look on the cameras to see who kicked my door in like that.
We can see. And the police looked, no?
No.
The police looked too on the camera, they couldn't
yeah,
see.
Yeah, somebody kicked my door in. I don't know who did that.
Did they see anything?
The police came.
You heard it, boom. I said, what was that noise? She said, Mommy, I think one of the kids just kicked the door, I opened the screen door in the back. My whole half of my thing was off.
Yeah, because the police came and they looked at the camera and they didn't see anybody. So we might have the time wrong.
Yeah.
So we have to talk about that. We'll talk about that.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
Because they play some ding-dong ditch. Mm-hmm. What are you all for? Ding-dong ditch. They go knock on people's doors. And then they doing it to the little senior citizens over there in the first court and stuff. Come on, why y'all doing that? Control your kids. The parents, you sitting in your house, whatever you doing, and you ain't caring about what your kid is doing, but your kid is outside destroying property and knocking on people's doors and running. Come on.
Meatball
towers. This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and then they get violation notices and they
yeah,
get upset.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They don't want to be watching their kids. Watch your kids.
They put them in the hallway over here.
I'm talking about ding-dong ditch. Who, what?
At least they're not playing Run, Come, Get It no more.
All right. All right. All right. All right.
Okay. Good to explain that.
My name is
Selena
Travis. I live
in
apartment 3J, Bowman Tower. Okay, I don't know what happened this morning. The maintenance man came and knocked on my door, which was nice of them. It must have was a flood. It came into the kitchen. So every time it rains, and rains, period, my house gets this burning like somebody's in there cooking in the wall. I talked about this with Ms. Crossland, and she said she was gonna send somebody upstairs to check. Nobody never came. But the flood, I don't know where it came from. Mm-hmm. I don't know who house it was, but the maintenance guys were really nice. They came to pick up whatever they had to do, and that was nice of them. But now, my concern is I can't put nothing in the sockets in the kitchen, because I'm afraid because the ceiling is leaking. So I'm scared. Because I can't even, I have to go to the other side of the kitchen and use my coffee maker or my deep fryer. Now I got to cook on my kitchen table because I can't cook on the, because I'm afraid. But the smell, it ain't there right now, but when as soon as rain clears up, my house smells like someone's in there cooking. Other day I jumped out, I said, who's in? It was just me.
It might be something in fire.
I believe there's a pipe in that wall.
Oh,
it's a rotten pipe, and you can tell that it's just gone little by little. It's been going on now for 2 years. And the smell from like somebody's in my house cooking. Ain't nobody in there cooking now. This is 8 o'clock in the morning.
I jumped up.
But this morning, maintenance came. So now I'm worried about, we can't stop. I can't use anything. I'm afraid to.
In the kitchen, though, they cut off, right?
GFCI.
Go ahead.
Right? But I'm afraid that smell will be popped up once the rain stops. Once it stops, is this the distance of smell? It's like somebody's in there cooking. I believe in that wall.
It's electrical wire.
And I've been asking Ms. Crossman, can I get some new cabinets? And they said I couldn't. Because it's impossible.
I don't understand
how it's impossible if you can come in someone's apartment and take their cabinet out. How hard is it to come and take my cabinet? I can't even use my cabinets.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even put my dishes. I have to move everything.
Yeah.
Never have.
That's because not fair. That's been going on for a long time. But now the smell, once the rain stops, like it's going to snow, once the snow stops and everybody settled down in the house, the smell pops.
Now, is it in a specific area?
I think it's in the wall by the kitchen. Like when you walk in my house, it's that whole wall.
That whole wall, like when you first walk in, and then that whole wall right there.
It's just all over right there. Might be electrical.
I thought Ms. Crossland said she was gonna have somebody come in and take your cabinets down.
She did say that.
And I was...
Well, they wanted to... Well, Chris wanted to...
I know I was here.
Well, Chris wanted to put a hole in my... And I ain't doing that because I'm scared of Mike.
Right.
He wanted to put a hole in my wall and throw some ice in it, whatever it's called. Whatever that stuff was called.
Yeah, that's the name stuff.
They was gonna put it in the wall and seal it back up. That never happened. So I'm not...
So they wanna take all your cabinets down on that side of the kitchen and make maintenance...
I had to buy things to put under the thing to keep the smell. I just had to put a...
Well, you've never used your cabinets since I've done your inspection.
I can't use the cabinets.
Your cabinets have your food... I mean, your plates and stuff have always been on your table since...
I talked to Chris, it's the first time I'm hearing about it.
So I know that's true.
Yeah, you put in a work order again?
I've been did that, but I haven't done it since because every time... I always do it. They come upstairs and say they don't see nothing. They don't smell nothing. I know what it... Like I said, once... If they come now, like tomorrow, and smell, because the smell will come. It smells like somebody's in there cooking. And like if there's like a burning pipe or something, but...
It's electrical.
Whatever it is, it's on the wall where the sink is to wash dishes. All on that side. And there's a... So I had to move everything this morning after they came and said, well, I don't know who house was flooded and none of my business, but the water... And I don't want to be responsible for the people under me. Because I don't want them to say I flooded them, but they already said I did. It was an accident, but I apologize. It wasn't a bad flood. She said I flooded her. They called upstairs and they knew how to flood. They didn't call nobody. I said I didn't have a flood. The water happened to run.
Yeah.
And I was busy with Johan and realized, but I took all the towels and stopped it up. But I didn't want to go downstairs and tell the lady. I don't, you know, people might want to fight. I don't know. But I did apologize. You know, it wasn't my fault. I mean, but now, like I said, the cabinet, I have to move stuff around.
Ms. Lena, put in another work order for the cabinets and for that smell.
Okay.
I just so they fixed it as far as the matter with the flood was addressed.
Somebody ran their sink over and left or whatever. I don't know, but they came.
So did it come in the kitchen
it's
where?
It's leaking over the ceiling, but it just stopped leaking before I came down.
Oh, okay.
I had just bleached the counter down because I don't know what
it was.
Huh?
Irrelevant.
No, I live on top. I know
it's on top of it. I have a question. So, what is the description of what maintenance is supposed to do?
Wait a minute. No, wait. But Saturday, the hallway was disgusting.
They'd be disgusting.
You could tell somebody didn't clean up because I left to go to work Friday. That same popcorn was all over the floor. That pee was all over the floor. I come in Saturday morning, the same popcorn, the same pee was on the floor.
Yeah.
I leave to go out that afternoon, the same popcorn and the same urine and the same
sometimes
stuff was all over the staircase.
For real.
On Saturday?
Sorry, yo.
No, that's okay.
The Saturday just passed, yes.
Yeah.
It was disgusting. It was a maintenance man working.
So, what?
Sorry, yo.
You're going to ask the person, what's the description of what the maintenance is
supposed to be? Well, I don't know exactly, you know, the entire description of their job, but it is available online.
Okay.
Because it's a county job.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so cleaning out, because this is an apartment
general
that
maintenance.
We rent.
General maintenance.
We rent it. I don't own it. So, you know, they supposed to come in and do stuff. So the vents and the ceilings and all that, are they supposed to help you clean out your vents? If you clean out the vents and it's not, what are they supposed to do when it comes to that? Is my question.
When it comes to cleaning?
No, like the vents. I clean.
Say your
the vents. So if your vents.
Your bathroom vent.
Your bathroom vents. So are they supposed to come in?
They can.
Okay.
They're not, they don't have to, but they can. And most of the time they do.
Well, today, I wasn't here because I wasn't told that. Mm-hmm. But today, they were supposed to come in, and my bathroom, that poor first bathroom, is still having a problem with the ceiling and all this other stuff. And I called and put in a work order. I always put in my work order.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to clean that vent. I get up there and try to clean that vent, but he came in and he said that wasn't his job.
Uh-huh.
And that I had to do it. I have to get up there and scrape. I said, well, isn't that mold? I have to get up there and I have to scrape. I said, who he told that? So you come in to do a work order that I put in and you tell my daughter that?
Well, me and you have to have a conversation about that.
Yes. Because I called from work and let them know, oh no, you should have came yesterday, I was off yesterday.
Yeah.
And told me that, because I would have told him.
But I take mine out and I unscrew it. And after I unscrew it, I take it and I set it in the tub and I spray it. And then you could have maintenance come in there, take all that old paint off. That's really what it is. That's why you can't get it off. Have them take the old paint, have them take it out, put it in the tub, clean it, and then have them screw it back in the wall.
Yeah.
Because this way it'll get clean the way you want to clean it. Is, you know, they're not going to clean it.
Well, I have a question.
But trying to get up there to get it, I need a ladder.
Yours is not on top of your toilet?
They clean mine.
No.
They did a good job.
So that's what I'm telling him. He told my daughter, if you don't do that, you got to get up there. I said, who he told that?
Well, they do got some snotty maintenance men.
Yeah, and what is the new one? He just got here, so I guess he's going along with the rest of them. The short one is just going along the light, the beard.
He's new.
Yeah, I need to know that stuff.
And then another problem that, sorry, Lena, another problem was today is that some man came to my house, said he spoke with y'all, that y'all told him to call the cops and tell them to come to my house because we were doing some banging. I said, banging at 3 o'clock? I go to bed at 8 o'clock. What banging was going on at my house at 3 o'clock?
First of all, the office would not know who he's complaining about. If anyone calls the office complaining about noise, we tell them either speak to the resident or call the cops.
Right.
Because there's nothing I can do about it if we're not here.
In the building.
Yeah,
so there's no way they told him to call the cops on you specifically.
He knocked on my door and he said he's glad I wasn't there. But he talked to my daughter crazy at his mouth. So I just knocked on his door and I told him, you talk to my child like that, I will yank your tongue out your mouth. You don't play and knock on my door because where's the banging coming from? If you live down here and I live all the way down here at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm in bed at 8 o'clock.
Right.
But he said he heard that from the office. He said your name specifically said that to call the cops on. No, you find out what's going on first. I was like, why would she tell you to do that?
I know who you're talking about, and I haven't spoken to him since the last meeting we had at Bowman. So.
Moments.
And he lives close by you?
Yeah. I live on the 5th floor. Uh-huh. Apparently, he lives on the 4th floor all the way down the other end.
Uh-huh.
And the banging...
So why would you know?
He told them the banging was coming from here, so he decided to go up there and tell my daughter something. I decided when I got off the work to go tell him something. The next time you go to my house, I bet you I will yank your tongue out your mouth and talk to my daughter like that again.
Wow.
Well, people are losing their absolute mind.
They are getting pretty.
This is definitely not the Bowman Tower we grew up in. That's for sure. There's a whole other group of people.
Yeah, because I remember a lady that used to live next to me.
Woo!
Michelle? Oh, God.
Yes.
That was crazy.
When will we know when Janine gets a position?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we announce it and you get a paper in the mail.
When are you going to announce it?
I don't know yet.
Well, what's the delay?
The delay is that we have to have a conversation about it.
You didn't have a conversation yet?
Oh, man.
It's 2024.
I know.
So how long is it going to be before you...
We don't know yet.
You don't know yet?
Call for the next available meeting, please.
But haven't you seen... And her,
such a good job she
the accomplishments that she has done to this building, of all buildings.
Right. We appreciate her very much.
We appreciate it also.
We sure do.
So.
Oh yeah, and thank you for Christmas.
So,
Christmas
being you appreciate it,
thank you,
and we appreciate it, can it be moved a little faster?
Can we all appreciate it together?
Right.
Okay, it's the consensus of the board. Once we... have the conversation and give them back
for your
tenants.
Comments. Thank
but
you
we're so glad that, you know, you're happy with your interim acting.
Kristen was gorgeous. Kristen was excellent. Excellent.
Did you have a good time with the bus ride, buddy?
Did she go cut me off?
I'm going home.
Bye.
My leg hurts.
Yep.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night.
Okay, thanks for your statement, Michelle.
Do they have a hot chocolate?
They had hot chocolate. I bought the hot chocolate, me and Janine. The mayor made the cookies and chocolate. They went on two bus rides, actually, and one left at 6, and then the other one left at 7:30. And then every tenant, every senior in the building got a bag from us.
Nice.
With a pair of pajamas and a shirt and some pussies. And I delivered them all except the two. And the two people, one lady hit her head the other day, they took her to the hospital. I don't know if she's home yet. And then the other lady, I haven't seen her. But everybody else got a gift.
Nice.
The night.
Thank you for that.
Good night. Good night.
Twice, man.
Okay, finish, Michelle. She's not finished.
You know what? She takes the win out of me.
Finish your statement.
So you will have a decision the next meeting? Or the meeting after that?
Then it comes, Michelle. I'm not sure.
And that's confidential.
Right, I'm not sure.
At this time, we can't discuss it within this meeting. But you will know when it's done.
No, but I'm just saying.
Don't say nothing. Just sit there and just be quiet.
Let's just hope.
You do the same thing Dawn did. What did you say for the interruptions?
It's really a confidential matter, so once we come to the consensus of the group, once we come up with a plan, that we will definitely let the tenants know.
Do you have an idea?
No, Michelle.
Don't be greedy. We already didn't.
We know how you feel about Janine.
There's several people.
Everyone that I spoke to speaks highly of Janine.
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, because she's doing a really terrific job. I mean, she's really doing an outstanding job. She really is. And she so deserves this position. She really does.
Well, I just want to, I'm sorry, Michelle, are you guys finished?
Go ahead.
Okay, all right, I just wanted to, because yesterday we had a little tenants meeting, and so there were some concerns in regards to different things that are going over at Dunbar. So if it's okay, I just want to just bring those out. There was one tenant that's looking to see if they can get a safety bar put in the bathroom. There is one, and this is a handicapped tenant, but they want a different structure to be put in the bathroom, something that maybe can be put attached to the wall other than what's in their bathroom right now. So I just wanted to bring that out. I didn't want to mislead. I don't want to really tell their names, but that was a concern in regards to that. Third and fourth court said that the water pressure was low. I'm not sure what that means. I think, Rochelle, did you say that the water pressure is low?
Yeah, sometimes the water pressure is low. It goes, it fluctuates, it goes up and down, up and down. Mm-hmm. And we wonder if because the new thing and they still trying to regulate it.
No, it has nothing to do with the water, like the actual water?
Yeah, sometimes.
No, it wouldn't have anything to do with that. The structure of Dunbar. Actually affects the water pressure that it's on a steep hill. So,
oh, okay.
But I haven't heard that before.
Okay, so, and then the other thing is that it was told that you won't accept partial rents. So
it's not true.
Okay, that's what I wanted, okay.
And you can pay online, and when you're online, you can pay partial as well.
You can pay partial rent, okay. All right, and I just want to ask, and we haven't gotten there yet, but in regards to the update for the kitchen, is that just for appliances?
It originally was for appliances only.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I did say something last
'cause I thought
in November
That
we found some more money and we're going to do the cabinets and the floors.
Oh, okay. All right, okay. All right, okay. Hold on, Dolly. I mean, Yolanda. I'm sorry, that's my sister, so that's why. okay, and Third Court 20B indicated that they needed a handrail outside when they're coming down the stairs, there's nothing to hold on to. So they were asking if there's some way to put a rail for them to hold on to when they're coming down their stairs. There's some people that can come straight in and there's some that have to come down the stairs and they'll sometimes feel a little nervous trying to walk down the stairs. So they were, and that's 20B. And then also 20B is indicating that there, I don't know if there's a timing issue with the light. And so it doesn't seem like it's coming on.
Which light?
It must be the back, did she say the back light?
Mm-hmm. Her back door?
Yeah, the back door light. So I don't know if it's a timing issue, but they said it's extremely dark.
Okay.
And that's 20B. And then I guess their neighbor, you know, I guess maybe they share a light or something. Mm-hmm. So they wasn't sure if maybe it was a timing issue.
Okay.
As far as it hasn't been either updated for the light to come on or it's not coming on at all.
Gotcha.
All right. And then my last question, thank you. As far as when you put it in here about the waiting list being open, is there a income criteria regarding how much you can make in order to be put on the waiting list? Do you even ask that question?
Anyone can apply for the waiting list.
Yeah.
Once your name comes up, then your income will be reviewed.
Right.
'Cause that can change within the time that you apply and the time that you actually get called.
Okay, because someone had brought to my attention when they were asking about about being put on the waiting list. They were saying that there, you know, it goes by a certain how much you make, your income would be in order for you to even be put on the waiting list, not to even be considered with an application or an apartment.
Right.
That you have to be a certain income in order to be, you know, get on the waiting list.
No. That's not even determined, like I said, until you actually get called when there's a vacant unit.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
At that time, yes, there is an income limit.
Oh, okay, okay,
yes.
Okay. But they can put their name on the waiting
yes.
list and that shouldn't be an issue.
Yes.
Okay, all right, perfect.
And do you have the first one that you asked about? I do need an apartment number if you want me to address that.
Oh, which one? Because I ran my mouth. That was
Can Tatum take a copy of that?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
For which one was it, Jack?
It said the handrails and was for the wood pressure, partial wind,
the grab bar. The bathroom. Okay, I'll speak to you about that because I don't want to call the name.
The bathroom.
Yeah.
The apartments that are available, is that everywhere? The 2, 3, 4, 5, or is just one?
They're scattered.
Oh, so it's Denver, everywhere.
Everywhere.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm going away.
Another question.
Michelle.
I'm sorry. Okay, being that Dunbar is getting X, Y, and Z, bathroom, kitchen, whatever. Okay, what is Bowman getting? Because we need new bathrooms, we need new floors, we need a bigger, a way bigger kitchen with an island. Just saying.
I need a new refrigerator.
I mean, you know, new island is, anyhow.
Okay.
Bathroom, kitchen, floor. So being that Dunbar getting all this new stuff, you know, what's Bowman getting?
Well, I think they have to wait for some grants, Michelle. These grants was in for Dunbar to be.
Oh, everybody got to each own grant.
The grant was specifically earmarked for Dunbar.
Okay.
So we will be looking for some grants earmarked for Bowman Towers.
In March?
No,
I got a
later time.
You're
so green.
Right? Doing it. I mean, Michelle. It's going to take some time, Michelle, for grants.
Yeah, I know.
It's election year, so you never know.
Yeah, that's true.
That
right.
Money might come.
You're right.
Okay.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay.
Tawana,
you just
said,
no,
when
well,
do they replace, like, get new stoves?
Like, new
stoves. Yep. Mine's burnt out, too. I've been in your apartment for almost 3 years.
When do they replace stoves?
Yeah,
as needed?
As needed?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I came down for the flats for the burners.
Mm-hmm.
My shit is rusted now, putting foil on it. And they still never got me the things.
Right.
I put it in.
I did.
The front two?
Huh?
The front two?
The round things that go.
Where?
For the stove.
For which one?
For the front one.
Just one?
Just one.
You haven't seen
you
me.
You went to work on it tomorrow?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. I'll check
last year.
Okay.
All right, well, you know what, do it again, even though they're writing it down, but still just follow up.
Yeah, definitely will. I had surgery on my toe today. I took mommy to oral surgery. That's what, so we just get back.
Okay, feel better.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't be on your toe, that's for sure.
Yeah, I gotta take care of business, honey. Can't nothing stop me.
Okay.
Any other tenant questions and concerns?
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Are you going?
Yeah, I'm going.
I'll call you, Ms. Scott.
Okay.
Being that there's no more tenants questions.
There's a public concern.
Do you have a question?
Wow, I'm on the spot here.
No pressure.
No pressure. This is my first PHA meeting, and I'm impressed. Okay, I have a familiar face here, my old neighbor here, Mr. Scott. And I'm just your neighbor at the mosque next door.
Oh,
and,
nice to meet you.
Plus, I also have another hat with the NAACP. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're doing, I'm an outreach guy from both places. So want to get more involved. And so you'll be seeing me again.
And your name,
what is
my
your
brother?
Name?
Oh, my name is Melvin Moore.
Melvin Moore. Okay.
Yes.
Did I receive an email from you, Melvin?
I was feeling all...
I know, I'm sorry. I had to consult with my foreman, but we're gonna we'll chat about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Okay. Good.
Thank you. Thank you for attending the meeting.
Welcome.
Okay. Any other questions or concerns?
Oh,
well, she's doing good.
Oh, okay.
Well, being none, you can have the motion to adjourn the meeting.
So. Second. That's a girl.
All in favor.
But at least you got your phone.
Does he feel that he still has another meeting? A meeting has been adjourned at 8:13. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We do have an executive session.
For 5 minutes. Can